This is a Multnomah County podcast with Commissioner Diane McKeel. We're talking today about veterans services. You've made veterans services a priority in your office. Why is this issue so important to you?
For multiple reasons, this issue is important to me. The first one being that we have approximately 50,000 veterans just in Multnomah County. We have over 400 that work here at Multnomah County. And on a more personal level, I have a son that's in the Marine Corps. So it's very important to me that our military, who I consider to be the best of the best in this country, who do so much for us and our freedoms in this country, to help them access the benefits that they deserve, quite frankly.
What are some of the challenges you've observed for returning vets and their families?
The vets are a very humble group of people, and sometimes they don't self-identify themselves or they don't know all the services that are available to them. And so it's important for us through our Veterans Services Office to be able to help them access the services. To access, there's a number of websites. Sometimes they're a little difficult to access. Sometimes the bureaucracy gets to be cumbersome. Those are some of the challenges.
How have you worked to address these challenges in your role as commissioner at Multnomah County?
We formed a veterans task force for the very reasons that I was just talking about, to help them access. We do have a veterans service office here at Multnomah County. We wanted to help our veterans service officers to be able to help our returning military navigate the systems that they need to have the services that they need. Also for families. You know, the families sacrifice as much as the person going overseas does. And so it was important to us that we work together within the county, within all of our departments, to understand how we are serving the veterans that come into each department, and then also to work on the partnerships of surrounding counties and other military agencies so that they have the best services available.
There are events in the local area for military members who have returned from service. Mm-hmm. Do you participate in those events, and what kinds of activities take place there?
Yes, well, there's a number of events, but probably some of the larger ones are a recent one, the Veterans Stand Down event, and then a few months back there was a Yellow Ribbon event for the military as well. At those events, there's a number of people that come, and it helps our military be able to access employment opportunities. Colleges are there, talking to them about programs for them within our community colleges and our state colleges. There's also information on housing and programs that would benefit the veterans.
Is it true that you and your fellow commissioners send a letter to each returning veteran?
Yes, we do, and that's part of what came out of the task force as well, is that we wanted to welcome our veterans back, and we also wanted to let them know what services are available for them and their families coming back. So we do send a letter. The Veterans Services Office provides us with the names of the returning veterans and signed by all of the commissioners, and we send those letters out to them.
Well, it sounds like the rest of your peers on the Board of Commissioners is really behind this effort to support veterans as they return from service.
Oh, absolutely. We're all very supportive of that effort.
If someone listening to this podcast is a veteran or the family member of a veteran, what would you like to say to them?
I would like to say to them, thank you, first of all, for their service and their sacrifice and for what they all do for us here in this country. I also would like to say to them that there are many services available for you, and that it is our hope that you will certainly access all of those services, use the resources that there are out there.
If someone wanted to look for services online at Multnomah County, where would they look?
They would look at www.multco.us/vets.
Thank you, Commissioner McKeel. This has been a podcast from Multnomah County.
Thank you.